feeling very feisty because that's so cold Freeze. And weird.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of cliffhangers, the next thing we need to talk about is Pride 48.
What's that?
So what did you guys have thoughts about going to for a long weekend to New Orleans for to do a show?
The last couple of weeks have been house. I'm dreaming about house. That's all that's on my mind right now is just house. I just want to get through the next 2 months.
By August, you're going to be bored of the new house.
What?
By August, you're going to be bored of the new house.
Hopefully by then the old house will have sold.
It will. Sure. It's
Robbie eating tuna helper.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Feeling very feisty because of Pride 48.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2713 of the BFO for Wednesday the 20th of June 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to try to catch up on some voice letters, and we're going to talk a little bit about Pride 48, yes! Hello, Submarinas Big Fatty! Hi, everyone, I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Submarinas today, because y'all, let me tell you, y'all, on two, I say Tuesday, I got the advanced look at the circular for the Von's East for today, and y'all, they have got the good chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale this week, and y'all, it absolutely is my favorite of all the submarine sandwiches that the Von's East does. And so, y'all, I'll be getting that for my lunch today. And y'all, the nice thing is you can go on to the www and just order your submarine sandwich right there on the computer, and y'all, you tell them what time you're coming by, and you walk in and it's sitting there already ready for you. You don't have to stand in line or anything. No, Big Betty, except you do have to pay for it. Well, yeah, you do have to pay for it. Yes, Big Betty. Today, the 20th of June, y'all, are very important to celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, he's just one of the nicest people you will ever meet. And Big Fatty, quite a crooner also. He is quite a crooner. Y'all, he used to live down there in the in the Phoenix, and yes, Big Fatty, he used to try to pull it off that he lived in the Albuquerque, but he lived in the Phoenix, I think. But y'all, now he is out there in the Oregon. At least I think it's Oregon. It may be Washington State. I don't. Big Fatty, you don't remember. I don't. It's kind of like Phoenix and Albuquerque. It's true. So, y'all, I'm just going to say it's Gary in Albuquerque. He'll always be Gary in Albuquerque to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, he's living in the homosexual retirement community out there on the left coast, and y'all, he's and I think he has a job at the Lowell's or the Homo Depot or something like that. I don't remember. He did it one time, but anyway, y'all, it's Gary in Albuquerque. Oh, we love Gary, and y'all, he's come. I think he's come to every one of the Pride 48s out there in Las Vegas. I don't know if Gary's coming to Nolens or not, but Gary, maybe you could let us know. Maybe call in. Big Fatty, he hadn't called in a month of Sundays, maybe 2 months of Sundays, it could be. So, y'all, if you see Gary on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. And Big Fatty just crooned anyone. Happy birthday to Big Fatty. You're not nearly as good as he is. Happy birthday to you, Big Fatty. Quit while you're behind.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, now you know that we got the big Pride 48 weekend, live weekend coming up this coming weekend. And y'all, then the in-person event's going to be down there in Nolens, the 24th through the 26th of August. And y'all, I had a question today from Epa Louie. Big Fatty, is it Axe Big Fatty? No, it's not really Axe Big Fatty. It was axing about... Pride 48 says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I'll be making it to Pride 48 this year. I've booked my room and will be planning on driving from the Hatlantas. What do I need to pay to Pride 48 and where do I pay it? Also, are we still doing the gifting giveaway stuff? Because I am willing to bake a hammock of cookeries if need be. Either way, looking forward to seeing you, Peterpotamus, Epa Louie." Well, first of all, Epa Louie, thank you so much for this. And I told him that I was going to answer this on the little show because I knew that others would be interested in this as well. And y'all, just a reminder that we need you to make your motel reservations and pay your event fee. It's $25 right now if you're staying at the Holiday Inn Superdome. And y'all, all you have to do is go over to pride48.com and you sign into your account over there. Then y'all click on event. And y'all, if you don't have an account over at Pride 48, shame on you. You need to get one. But you go over there and you go down and you see the event dates and then the hotel registration, and then you can click to book your room now, and then below that it says registration fee, and y'all, you can click register now. It's $25 a person until the 4th of July if you're staying on property. Off property is $35 a person. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Reenactment number 638.1.
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Pay attention.
Well, maybe if it was bigger than a speck, maybe I would quit thinking about it.
Well, maybe you should think about the fact that even if it was smaller than a speck, you'd still be acting like a big baby, because that's just the kind of person you are.
I gotta floss my teeth.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits. And first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get a little Bacon Theater. And a special thanks to Jay the Hardcuff for that totally original, never been used before, original bumper for Bacon Theater. And Miss Bacon, I don't know what kind of spec you got. Is it like eyeglasses? Did you get a new specs? Did you get new specs? Big Fatty, new specs. Or is it the cancer or something? Did you find an unusual mole? Big Fatty, was it unusual mole, the old gal's stripper name during the Carter administration?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I'm calling with a CVS receipt. I purchased, let's see, the woman did crazy. 1, 2, 3 packs of 25 count makeup removal wipes. Or also got 3 packages of the Twizzler sweet and sour things that the boy genius really likes. I also got a twin pack of contact lens solution and 3 greeting cards. And I paid, including tax, $23.41 with a savings of $26.36. Which is about 54% savings. Because I had $5 in extra care bucks, $3 off of 3 Hallmark cards or more, $2 off 10 on CVS Eye Care. I had 3 separate coupons for $1 off the face wipes, which is why I bought 3 of them. And then I had a 40% off one item and a 15% off one item. So I think if I remember the app correctly, my year-to-date savings is $355 and some odd change. So, yeah. All right. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, she's been mad as a snake, though. She has been mad as a snake. Y'all, she sent me an e-letter, and she says she sent me something that's in a textimonium, and y'all, it's so small I can't see it. But anyway, let's see if I can blow it up. Here we go. It says, doesn't want to be here, just want to go back to bed. Might as well change her name to Rite Aid, or is Walgreens better? Y'all, I don't know what that means. Just had it something again as to why I should have the power of attorney. I can't read all of that, but anyway, she says, as much as I've spent at CVS, they're fucking people over with extra care bucks. And now, instead of sending me a 40% off coupon every week, they're apparently changed the way they send out coupons. So that's why there hadn't been many CVS receipt calls as of late. The bastards are pissing me off. Fanny! So, y'all, don't piss off a princess when she's trying to use her coupons at your apothecary. Be ready. And now, y'all, I am just to be crystal clear here, y'all, I am playing the next voice letter out of order. It came in yesterday afternoon, and y'all, I was starting to read I hadn't listened to it yet, but I started reading the transcript, and y'all, this one just can't wait. Here we go.
Hello, good sir. I was just calling, one, to say hello, and two, to let you know that on Father's Day, Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend's water broke. That's right. 61 days before the due date. So we are currently in the hospital, just kind of hanging out. Everything looks to be okay, you know, considering the circumstances. Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend seems good. The little one seems to be okay. 65th percentile for weight. Looks to be long, lanky, and a big noggin. So apparently taking after his father. But just kind of wanted to let you know what the happy haps was. The doctor said I would ideally like the baby to be at least 34 weeks, but there's nothing they can really do to hold him back. They said with 31 weeks, there's a 95% chance of survival. So sounds good. The doctor did say that average, it's about with this early, a week after the water breaks. that the baby's born. But he said he, in his career, he has seen the longest being a month, I believe he said. So, yeah, we will keep you in the loop. Hope all is well. Love you.
Dan Gussie, y'all, that is my number one Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. And first of all, Dan, thank you so much for the call and for the update. It sounds as if you are in good spirits, and I hope Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend, Shannon, is doing well. It sounds to me like the report was good, and I hope that... baby, what did we decide you were going to call him? You were going to call him, Fats, I believe. Fatty. But, anyway, I hope all goes well while you're there in El Hospitalo, which we all know is, Mexican for El Hospitalo, and the doctors at least Mrs. Northeast straight boyfriend is there and getting good care, and you just make sure you take good care of yourself and everyone. I played this today because I want you to keep Dan and Shannon in your thoughts and keep good thoughts heading towards them. And keep them. We're all rooting for the little bugger, Big Fatty, the little bugger, to come waltzing right out. Big Fatty, I don't know if they want him to waltz out. Is he gonna wear heels also? Well, I don't know about. Well, you know, you never know about these things. But anyway, Dan, thank you so much for the call, and please keep us informed, and just know that we're all sending a big old hug to you and to Mama-to-be. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I got to see y'all now. This weekend with the Pride 48 live streaming weekend, y'all, we're going to be soliciting folks for donations to help out Pride 48. But y'all, I just wanted to give one more plug to the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. Y'all, they're doing the Pride and Remembrance Run this coming weekend. It's Pride in up there in the Toronto, Northern Mexico. And y'all, they're only at about 15% of their goal. Y'all, if you can help them out, go over there to Turnip Style, TURNIPSTYLE.com, and right up there at the top of the page, you see the big gay flag, and it says Pride and Remembrance Run, and you can go over and make a donation. And y'all, I'm happy to report that Curtis Hill, formerly of the Game Night Gals, his little puppy dog Scout, they've raised a little over half of the GoFundMe request for that. So y'all, I'm gonna put a link to both of those in the show notes today over there at the www. So y'all, if you can, give them a hand. Yes. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all got home from the coal mine on Tuesday. And y'all, there was a package from that Lesbyterian delivery service sitting on the porch of the villa. Y'all, I don't know what it is. Y'all, if you sent me a package, let me know. I'm going to just hold it, assuming it's some sort of retirement gift out or whatever. So we'll just wait and see. Another, yeah. Yes, Big Fatty, 8 more work days. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Blind Time. Y'all, that's Mr. Cackle and the group. And Mr. Cackle, you getting excited all about this weekend?
Feeling very feisty because of Pride 48.
Oh, it's lovely to be feisty for Pride 48 to make a cocktail.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.